Well, welcome back to our next edition of What's Up America with Mike Kara, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my guest today is Harrison Barron, who is a host of the Millennial Entrepreneur Channel on Facebook. He's originally from Long Island, and now he is living in North Carolina. And he also has a digital marketing company called Growth Generators. And Harrison, it's a pleasure and honor you could join me today. And first of all, why don't you, before we get into this YouTube channel, tell us a little bit about your background and maybe some of your qualifications, if you don't mind.
Yeah, man. So, well, thank you for having me. Appreciate being here. And so I started my business a couple of years ago now. We just broke the 3-year mark, which is cool. Coming up on 4 years here in April. And the, you know, it all started with, you know, I saw a marketing company just do some not so ethical things. They were helping a variety of clients, which is great, but they were all in the same industry in the same area. And I said, that's kind of crazy that they're doing that, that they're helping the same customers in the same industry, all in the same area. And I was not okay with that. And I said, there's got to be, you know, if they could do this and get away with it, there's got to be other solutions out there. So ended up starting my business about 3 years ago because of that. And we've been growing rapidly ever since.
Great. So yeah, let's talk about this, you know, Millennial Entrepreneur Channel, which is offering entrepreneurs tips and tricks. So basically, tell us a little bit about the channel and how you kind of develop it and what the channel's all about then.
Yeah. So the channel's a lot of, we cover a lot of marketing, but we also cover, I cover a lot of things that I wish somebody told me long before I started a business. Good, bad, or indifferent. A lot of it is, it's I don't want to say it's a personal diary, but it's definitely lessons, things that I really wish somebody was like, hey, you should probably watch all of these videos or most of these videos long before you start a business, right? So how to build online exposure, how to run social media accounts, how to actually run a business, right? How to build a website, what platforms you should actually build your website on. Really, I try to think of every question that a new business owner would have, or even a beginning entrepreneur. Now, for those people that are already business owners and things like that, if you're interested in learning digital marketing, I'm probably covering it. But it's really the things that I wish somebody had served to me, you know, on a silver platter here and just said, hey, here it is. This is what you need to watch. Go watch this. And the likelihood of you being successful is going to go up pretty tremendously.
So a lot of these, you know, tips and tricks, you know, come from, you know, maybe your experience learning, you know, learning from your mistakes, learning from what you could do better. And it's neat. Now you could, you know, tell other people about them, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've learned a lot, but and it's really just, it's ultimately the place that I want somebody to go. And they say, hey, I want to learn how to either start a business, especially starting a business from home. You know, I that's where my expertise lies. I have plenty of clients that are landscapers, power washers, really runs the gamut. But ultimately, they and pretty much everybody I'm a firm believer in is if you actually watch the channel and you go watch, you know, the things that I wish I knew and all that kind of stuff, you'll learn a lot as far as like, hey, what should you do months before you're going to start a business, right? Fire up a website, put it on Google, right? Start adding some basic content to it. Maybe start blogging, especially in the beginning stages of business. People just kind of do the job and walk away. You know, take pictures of what you did, take pictures of what you're doing, why you're doing it, how you're doing it, and post it online because you'd be surprised how many people are interested in learning what you're doing. Great example of this, right? If you're going to power wash your home, you can't use certain chemicals because it'll actually ruin the stripping around the window or the silicone around the window and then, you know, allow water to get in. So it's counterintuitive. Just things like that. I mean, there's so many things out there that you really just don't know in the digital marketing space and or any business that you could write about. And somebody would definitely be putting it into Google to search for your article.
So you mentioned about, you know, digital marketing, and it's interesting now that we've come to a point where we want to be able to promote, you know, our businesses before they're even a business on digital media and, you know, TikTok and YouTube and all that. So, I mean, have you been in the business pretty much where we've had social media, where we've had TikTok and that? Or
yeah,
when you started, was it different?
Yeah, so when I started, I was doing social media for businesses. And this is one of those things where, like, I made it because I didn't know, right? So I knew that social media would help. I was doing a bit of social media. I definitely wasn't leveraging it to the best of my abilities. Wish I had started my YouTube channel long before I really, like, started paying attention to it. And that really kind of runs the gamut with everything, you know, like even TikTok. I wish, you know, and rolling back a year, I was so busy doing other stuff. But I'm like, wow, I could have leveraged, or even 2 years ago, I could have leveraged TikTok. And I could have been a huge star. But, like, you don't think about it until it's too late for the most part. And, you know, I know the pandemic was not great for a lot of people, but the pandemic actually helped us out tremendously. It allowed us to, we lost some clients, unfortunately. They couldn't make it through the pandemic, but we also had a lot more free time. And everybody agreed in the company, like, hey, we're going to take a small pay cut. We're going to, you know, we got to weather the storm, but we're also all going to start creating some content. And we created a lot of content. I, on my personal website, harrisonbarron.com, I have about 200 and almost 50 articles that I've written. And now I write all the time. And we have over, I think we just broke the 100 mark at the agency, growth-generators.com. So we are content making machines. I have like 300 YouTube videos, I think, or 250 YouTube videos on my own channel. And I think we have about 30 or 40 on the business channel. So we're just, I mean, it's nonstop content creation. I put out at least at the bare minimum one piece of content on one channel per week.
So that's the key is to put out the content and, you know, make sure that it's there then.
Yeah, that's definitely the biggest thing is really just, it's just creating. I tell everybody, you know, it's cool to do good at something, but it's cooler to share it with the world. And I can't tell you the amount of people I've seen grow a business just because they're sharing what they do on channels like, you know, YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and LinkedIn are a little more challenging than Facebook. But, you know, those visual platforms, I mean, I saw a guy, he made a six-figure business in 1 year teaching people how to make cocktail drinks. He was a professional bartender, lost his job because of COVID, started, you know, had his home bar and started recording himself making drinks. And he amassed several hundred thousand followers and just teaching people how to make drinks. And, you know, it's just people don't realize it's you just have to go out there and create. My number one video right now on YouTube, I made over 2 years ago, and it literally was a flat line. Nobody was watching it. All of a sudden, 2 years later, I'm getting 1,000 views per month on it. So I just tell everybody all the time, like, just go make content. I know some people don't like it. It might not be their thing, but having it out there just gives you the opportunity to hit the lottery with attention.
You know, one of the things that you were talking about in videos, and I think, you know, is about shiny things and not getting tempted by taking too much on. And it's like, well, this is working, so we're going to do now A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But, you know, you talk about that there's got to be a balance. I mean, sometimes you open a business to do certain things, but you can't be tempted by doing too much then.
Yeah. Shiny object syndrome is something that we all struggle with, myself included, especially when I was in the beginning parts of the business. I was like, we could do this. And what I wish I could have done, or I'm doing it now, but what I wish I had done at the time was go through and think about a couple different things. You know, what are, and I had no experience, so it was definitely a little more different for me, but a lot of people don't really, like, a lot of people that start businesses already have experience in what they're starting a business on. So I wish I had started out with a core set of products and services that I'm going to be offering, right? And having a line item, you know, or a package that I could sell somebody, right? And then from there, you know, when somebody says, what do you offer, right? I could just label and show them like, hey, I offer this, 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 what do you want? Right. Instead of me like tailoring every single time to everybody's want and need, you know, and then on top of that, with shiny object syndrome, somebody comes up and they're like, well, you could, we could blow this up, right? I have a whole, as I hold a cigar here, but I have a whole cigar, you know, side project that I'm working on, but there's shiny object syndrome. And then there's, you're going all in, right? This, you know, we have a cigar and bourbon website. It's called Bottle and Ash. That website takes me about 2 hours per, not even 2 hours per month of work. Right. We've put the people in place to run essentially that. Right. And just growing it online. And I'm actually taking my own advice and doing it the way that it should have been done. Right. So there's definitely a place for shiny object syndrome, but you can't, you know, I couldn't start a social media business and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to go fix computers, or hey, I'm going to go, you know, set up people's emails, or hey, I'm going to go fix somebody's networks, or I'm going to set up office studios, right? It just wouldn't have worked. You know, stay in your lane and start to find other people that you could source those things to. If it's, you know, if it's running networks and computers, go find, you know, go partner up with a local IT company. If it is, I don't know, maybe it's assembling desks. I don't know what it is, but find people that can help you, right? A real estate agent is a great person because not only can they sell you a house, but they also have a guy for everything. They have a repair guy, they have a water guy, they have a plumbing guy, they have an electrical guy, right? They have a landscaping guy, right? And then a landscaping, you know, and maybe he doesn't have a fence guy, but the landscaping guy has a fence guy, right? Those are really valuable, right? And can the landscaper do the fence stuff? Of course he probably can, but that's not what he's good at. So don't focus on that. Focus on the core set of things that you're good at. We got really, really good at social media. We sold that. Then we realized that we had a major problem because people's websites stunk. So then we had to build websites. And then we realized that people could get way more traffic to their websites. So then we went out and started doing SEO. So that's kind of how we've grown the business, and we continue to grow the business now, is really not necessarily finding a need, but it's just a necessary evil. And now we're kind of tapped out. We're going to, you know, we do offer ads and things like that. We're getting better and better at them, but that's it. You know, you won't see us doing too much more. There's always time for side projects, and there's always time to learn different things and add to your skill set. But at your business, you know, you shouldn't see a power washer who's like, oh, I'll do your roof too. That's weird. They should just focus on what they're good at and stick with it.
Okay, Harrison. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, shiny object syndrome. But another thing I want to get your take on is all these, you know, get rich schemes. You said stay in your lane, know what you do. But, you know, in my cousin's case, he had an opportunity, thought that there was money with it. You know, a guy, his friend, in beekeeping. So he decided to do that, and let's just say it didn't work out so well. So, I mean, what's your thoughts? I mean, do you have caution to entrepreneurs that are going to do these things? Or, again, is it do what you know? Or
yeah, so I think that there's a massive benefit in doing new things and trying new things and learning new things. I think the core of it really for any business owner is, or potential business owner, is you really have to understand, what is it you really want to do? I mean, like really want to do, like you wake up and you know, or you're not home working on it and you're dreaming about it. That is the stuff that you really want to focus on. I genuinely love, and I'm so happy to say this, I love what I do. Get rich, you know, if it seems too easy, it's probably not real. Everybody that sells a course, and look, I sell a course too, right? I'm not going to hide it, but most, you know, or pretty much everybody that sells a course, right? They make their course, and it's their job, right? It's marketing. They make their course seem like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. So, hey, learn beekeeping, learn affiliate marketing, learn this, right? There's a couple things to look at. One, what value have they already offered you? If they're not offering you value, you need to take a serious look at what's going on, because they should have some kind of proof in the pudding, right? If, you know, and they should be providing value along the way. It doesn't matter if you found them on a Facebook ad, search them around, see what they have, right? There's plenty of fake gurus out there. You know, you got John Cristani, you got Ty Lopez, right? Ty Lopez is a big name. There's a handful of them in the digital marketing space that sell this like dream of getting rich. And in record time, you know, there's a guy, Paul Lipsky, out there. He actually happens to be a great friend of mine. He tells you, like, it's not easy. Like, it's a lot of work that you're going to put in. But if you do the work and you're actually willing to do the work and you're willing to put the time in, you're willing to put the studying in, you, following his course, you will be successful, right? And he has tons of content behind it that proves he knows what he's doing. It's the ones that don't have any content. You know, one of my friends, and I'm not going to drop her, I'm not going to drop her name, but she just had a six-figure launch. She teaches a sport, and I'm going to keep it super vague so nobody knows. But she's been doing it for years now and then finally created a course. She's all of this proof. She's helped hundreds of thousands of people get better at one particular sport. And now she's offering a course, right? She's added all of this value and you know what you're getting. There's no mystery. So, you know, for anybody that wants to, you know, to follow the get rich quick scheme, see what they're doing and really see like what kind of value have they already provided? Are they just trying to sell you something or are they actually giving a lot of the secret sauce away? And what you're missing is just a couple little areas. And that's really what a course should be. You're selling somebody their time essentially, right? So hey, if you take my course, right, it might be 8 hours of course material, but you might have to spend 100 hours on YouTube learning everything, right? That's why you should take a course, because you're not going to spend 92 hours on YouTube extra learning stuff and going back through the same material. That is definitely the best advice I can give on like the get rich quick scheme, but it's never fast.
Oh, okay. So, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, especially new entrepreneurs and, you know, they want to start a business, I mean, and especially in my case, what I was going to do is, you know, get a good general manager, get someone to run the company. But do you think as new entrepreneurs, they should, you know, learn, like you're saying, learn your business, learn your craft, have a knowledge of what you're doing? I think we've talked about that too, but.
Yeah, my old boss actually probably said it the best. You know, you hire for what you're not good at, and what, you know, eventually you're going to hire for what you're good at. But if you're bad at marketing, you got to hire somebody. If you're bad at, I don't know, sales, hire a salesperson. You know, hire for what you're bad at. And then, you know, as the business owner, though, you should be the master. You should be able to do everything. There should never be a thing that an employee, look, I get it. You're not going to be able to do graphic design, but if it's for your trade, right, or what you do, there's nothing that should come up that you don't already have a general idea of how to do. You might not know exactly how to do it, right? I'm not the best at Photoshop in the world, or I'm not the best website builder in the world, but there's no employee that could leave my business that I wouldn't know how to do their job right this moment. Which is a good feeling to have, because I know that I can do it. And on top of that, being the business owner, if you don't know anything about it, how do you even check to see if they're doing a good job? So you have to have some kind of general idea. You know, you might not know the best marketing tactics, but you should have some kind of idea of what's probably going to work. Just things like that. You know, I see it all the time. People just, they try to outsource the most ridiculous things. And 99% of the time, you pay for what you get. If you buy the cheapest service, or if somebody's willing to do it cheaper, good luck. I see it time and time again. The people that cheap out on spending money are always the ones that get burned all the time.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, with these videos, is there, you know, works where you have certain subjects, or, I mean, do you come up with certain ideas, or do you have a long list of all these subjects you want to get to, and then you do some each week? Or
so I usually, believe it or not, shoot from the hip, but I'm lately out of ideas, although I was traveling. That's why there's a little gap. So if any of your followers would like to learn something, have questions about something, I'm constantly looking for new ideas for new content. By all means, please go on one of my videos and leave a comment. Can you make a video like this? I will probably have it turned around in 48 hours. You know, I can make videos pretty quickly. I just don't have it. I'm slowly running out of ideas of content to make. And look, there's always the opportunity to make new content and update content, which is great. But after making whatever the 250 videos that I've made, I now would love somebody to help give me some topics.
So yeah, there is a lot of topics. Is there a certain topic that comes up again and again? You know, when you even with you know with your you know working in digital marketing, is there something that you keep hearing and hearing, like a question, and it's like, you know, wow, people really want to know about this, huh?
I think a lot of it is really just like, how do you start a business? And I think a lot of people, they don't realize it's really not that hard to start a business. A lot of people think like, oh my God, I have to do all of this kind of stuff, right? It's most people, you can start a business in cash, right? And you can start offering cash things. And then after a little while, you're going to move on to the, you know, the LLC and things like that. But most people like, how do you start a business, right? You start a business by going and finding a product that you can sell to somebody. And then you find people that you can sell products to. And you just keep doing that over and over and over again. And then when you make money, right, then you get the right people involved. So you're going to get an accountant involved. You're going to get your lawyer involved. And you're going to have them create you an LLC, right, and make sure, or an S corp or a C corp, or however you want your tax flow to work. And then you don't want to work on accounting, right, unless you're doing accounting. But so hire that out. A good accountant is not that expensive every single month. And having somebody that knows your books and knows your money, right, is worth its weight in gold. They can have good conversations with you. They can point you in the right direction. And then it's just starting and figuring it out. You know, there's industry specific software you can use. Google's going to be your best friend. Go on there and, you know, there's a million, you know, even YouTube, there's a million channels out there of, hey, how do I get better at power washing? How do I get better at digital marketing? How do I get better at building a gaming computer? Whatever it might be. And then once you learn how to do it and go do those things, you know, and there's somebody answering each question along the way, and go follow, you know, follow your thoughts and put them into the internet.
Okay. And, you know, Harrison, there's a lot of these shows like Bar Rescue and Kitchen Nightmares. But my question is, as far as like consultants coming in, what's your opinion for like new entrepreneurs having a consultant come in and say, okay, do A, B, C, and D. Here's the plan. Now have at it.
Yeah. So I think that there's definitely a need for consultants. I don't think there'll ever be a time that having a consultant, you know, not having a consultant is, how do I say this? They serve their place in the business world. If you're going to hire a consultant, which I'm definitely in favor of, you really just want to make sure that it's, you're getting your value out of it. You want to make sure that you are getting the right value out of it. You want to make sure that you're getting the right expertise on it. And that's when you hire the consultant, right? If you are looking to grow your business in any area, from there, you're going to hire staff, right? So you want a salesperson. A consultant is just a very high level expert quality person who is there to fill a temporary role. You shouldn't have a consultant on staff all the time unless you need that person. But for the most part, you're probably not getting them involved. You're just going out and finding the right person to hire.
But I mean, would you recommend like I was saying, like get a good general manager, somebody on staff that really does know the business, and they know how to create a business, you know, for you, or at least give you a blueprint, or
if you need that, and that's definitely a case by case basis. If you're somebody, you know, if you're somebody that needs that kind of structure and wants somebody to kind of show them the ropes, then yes, that kind of falls in line with like the franchise business model, where you're paying for that expert level of service and having somebody that already knows the business and that kind of stuff. That's when I think it really becomes important. For other things, especially if you're looking to start a business and you really don't know what direction it's going to go, but you know it's something you want to do, then I would highly recommend just try it. And if you figure out, you know, if you realize like, hey, I do need an office staff, or I need a personal assistant, or I need somebody to help me schedule, right? There's resources like Google, resources like Reddit, and Google, like, hey, how do I find a secretary? How do I find this? Right. Or, and you'll get your answers. Think of what you actually need, and then you could hire that person out. But and if you need that structure, then either hire, then you would, then a consultant would be a good idea, or go the franchise route and find a franchise that, you know, you might have to pay a bit more money up front, but they're going to give you everything you need to start your business.
So that is something to think about, Harrison, when you're talking about, you know, franchising, there's a big fee, but then they give you everything versus then you have to do everything from scratch. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely, it's a lot, and it's not for everybody. You know, it's for the right person who needs that right kind of help. And that's really, you just have to self-identify, you know, who you are and the kind of person you are. And then you can go from there. There's sadly like no secret sauce otherwise that would massively benefit somebody, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we want to let everyone know how that, you know, they can get these great tips and tricks of this, you know, Millennial Entrepreneur channel. So you're on YouTube. So the best way is to kind of search your name, or how do they find you?
Yeah. So the easiest way to find me is definitely going to be just go on YouTube and search the Millennial Entrepreneur Harrison Barron. I'm very active on there. If you guys want to check out my personal stuff, I write a lot of personal blogs all the time on my personal website, harrisonbarron.com. And if you're a business owner and you're looking for a team to help you grow your marketing, by all means, would love to assist at growth-generators.com.
And now, do you have different websites or various other websites, or?
Yeah. Yeah. So those are the other websites. And then we have a bunch of project websites. Like I said, we have a cigar website that we're currently working on. And you know, it's cool. It gives us a little bit of a playground to test things that we normally wouldn't be able to test, you know, test because we don't have that ability. So that's one of the things that sets us apart is having testing facilities and testing areas that we can go and really give people, you know, we'll say the secret sauce of success.
Okay. So I want to talk, Harrison, you know, we mentioned about TikTok and YouTube. So, I mean, for entrepreneurs, I mean, I've been on TikTok and I see, but I mean, as far as actually doing marketing or actually doing commercials for these sort of things, I mean, pretty much you could utilize that to promote your business, or you need a business account or need to pay extra money if you're going to be doing promotion on TikTok for your business?
I tell everybody, you know, start with the basics. A lot of people like to run before they can walk. You don't need a business account right off the bat. You start with a personal account and see if you could build a following, right? Like building a following is really not easy. I think a lot of people think that it's super simple. They think that they could just, you know, oh, I'm going to get famous tomorrow. It's rarely the case. There is so much that goes into it. So, you know, people are like, oh, you know, yes, for Instagram, you probably need a business account. There are benefits to having a business account on Facebook and, you know, or a Facebook page and an Instagram business account, because you can post from different social media. You know, you can post from a social media scheduler, like we use Social Champ. A lot of people use Hootsuite. Those are all really, really good. But, you know, understand the benefits. But I tell everybody, long before you're interested in like, hey, what's the best account for me and that kind of stuff, see if you're actually going to use it. I can't tell you how many people are like, I want to get famous. You know, I used to, back in the day, I was offering coaching for social media and it was cool. And we had a lot of fun with it, but people just thought like, hey, I'm going to get famous, or I'm really, really good at this, that, and the other thing. And the sad truth is they only made a handful of videos and then they stopped. Right. They never hit any sort of success because they just thought like, oh, because you're recording a video, you're going to get famous. Sadly, that's not the case. So start, build a following. And then from there, then go out. And if you need to build a business account, go for it. But build that following first. You know, people count their chickens before they hatch. Getting popular, getting famous, and you know, building this following is the hardest thing ever. You know, I've spent so many hours working on my YouTube channel. I mean, I just checked. I had 283 videos on YouTube, right? There are 85 videos, right? If you figure every single video takes about an hour to 2 hours to make, that's 285 to what? Almost 600 hours of content for my 400, and I'm not complaining, my 445 subscribers. Like that's a crazy amount of time to invest for the amount of subscribers I've gotten. Do other people get more successful faster? Of course they do. But you have to see if you can build that following first. Don't just think like, oh, I'm going to become famous tomorrow. I hate to be negative. You're probably not. And most people don't want to put the work in. And that's just like business. You got to be willing to put the work in. You've got to be willing to sacrifice. You've got to be willing to do a lot of different things to get to that point.
Okay, Harrison. Well, we really do appreciate your time, and we hope that everyone will check out your channel. So you did this week's video already, or you're going?
No, I got to record that probably after this. So if you have an idea, I'd love to hear it.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Well, let's see. What would be again, like I said, as someone that's thinking about starting a business, maybe the very first step. I mean, what would you think would be a good, very first? Is it just doing your research, or?
Yeah. All right. Good. I like that. I will make a video. So the very first thing you need to do when you start a business, and quite honestly, it's probably simpler than most people think. You just have to figure out. You have to find a need, right, for something, and then figure out the solution that you can provide for that need. But I will obviously be diving deeper into my, on my video for it.
Okay, that sounds great, Harrison. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to say, or any other points you'd like to make here?
No, thanks for having me, man. I really enjoyed this. This is a great show, and I look forward to hearing it when it comes out. I hope I inspired somebody to either start a business, or I've inspired somebody to take the next steps in their business. Because I think having a business and having the perks that come with a business, if you're willing to put in the work, are well worth it.
Okay, that sounds great. And if you could give your website and that information one final time, please.
Sure. Yeah, if anybody wants to follow me personally, it's harrisonbaron.com, harrisonbaron.com. And then if anybody is curious to know, or needs help growing their business, growth-generators.com. I would be happy to sit down and go over anything. And if you mention the show, I'd be more than happy to spend an hour with you on the phone, kind of giving you a free coaching session.
Okay, that sounds great. My guest has been Harrison Baron. You've been listening to the What's Up America with Mike Kara. And please catch us again next time.